Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Here we go. All right. On today's episode of Down the Wire, it's all rumors. Will he be here? Will she be there? There's retirement. There's also more rumors. It all happens today on Down the Wire.
Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast, Down the Wire. Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast, Down the Wire. Down the Wire. Yeah, Down the Wire. Yeah, Tom and Dave works. Yeah, Down the Wire. Yeah, Down the Wire. Yeah, Down the Wire. Yeah, Tom and Dave works. Yeah, Down the Wire.
Episode number 120, Down the Wire. Dave, what are cool things that come in pairs of 120?
Delegates.
I was thinking 2 hours. That's all I could think of, too. I don't know what else comes with 120. But that's a shit ton. That's 120 straight weeks, baby. What's up, Down the Wire, where we talk professional sports in unprofessional ways. My name's Tom, here with my brother Dave.
Oklahoma.
Yes, we are remote still, but it sounds so crisp now. We sound so good with all this good shit we're doing, you know? And it feels good to still sound good. I am sweating so much. I am burning my face. I made the mistake. So you have to wear a collared shirt to work, which, first of all,
I was waiting for you to say you have to wear a condom.
No, those are free game over here. You don't need those. But I think that it's a stupid rule. I've told them it's a stupid rule. They don't care, obviously, and I'm not worried about anything else. But I brought zero polos to fucking Wilmer, Minnesota, if you didn't know that, because I assumed I would just get a game day polo. And then from there, like, cool, great. So I've gotten hooked up with a couple other polos that are all team-based and whatnot. But the only collared shirt I brought was a fucking black flannel. So I, So I made the mistake of wearing that today a little bit. I had the sleeves rolled up and the shirt.
Isn't there like a Dollar General or some shit like that you can go over there and, you know, be able to like buy something?
You know, there's a Goodwill like really close. I should be heading there. Yeah. I should go to Goodwill. Get hooked up. Not a sponsor. Please sponsor us. Goodwill sponsor.
Oh my God. Yeah. Don't. I mean, like, please sponsor
us. That would be your A1 right there. If we had a Goodwill sponsor, that would be nuts.
I'm creaming myself thinking about it. That sounds amazing.
I'm going to have to hit up that Goodwill. I have a little bit of work today or tomorrow, but it shouldn't be too long. I don't have to go until like 4. And then I'm going to...
Yeah, happy Memorial Day, people.
I'm also going to the Twins game, going to Target Field on Sunday, so we'll see how that is. Probably not going to be better than Miller Park, especially if you read into some of the online chirps of one radio station that swear they had a, you know, great piece that was exclusive that Miller Park was getting shit on. Sorry, AmFam Field. But then Bob Manfred was like, nope, this is a great park and you guys are fine. Don't leave Milwaukee, please. So shout out to Bob Manfred for this one time.
You know, your favorite.
Yeah, I mean, the guy ruining baseball, but also trying to fix it. I mean, to be fair, okay, does the pitch
He's been
clock,
better.
I was
He's
just going to say, do these new rules this year bring Manfred's status up? Like, is this really kind of saving Manfred's commissioner status? Because the pitch clock seems to be revolutionary to bringing baseball back a little bit. It's watchable on television now.
I mean, it's good stuff. I wouldn't say that it's like you're saying revolutionary. I mean, that's a mighty big word, important word. You know, like, you think it's that important?
I think it's very important to baseball. I do think it hurts it in person, especially the games that are, you know, 2 hours and 10 minutes. If you go to leave to get a cheeseburger or whatever the hell you get at a baseball game, you know, then you come back and you miss two innings. Like, that sucks. But as for the casual fan watching on television, I mean, you can throw a baseball game up there now that you have no affiliation with, and it's much more watchable than, you know, every 30 seconds a pitch is thrown and every 45 seconds a pitch is thrown. Like, it definitely makes it a lot more watchable on television. I think it's bringing baseball back a little more as it was dying.
I mean, it definitely keeps your eyes on the field a lot more, right? Because you're able to, you know, watch the, what's it called? You know, what the fuck am I looking at? Able to watch the pitch clock go down.
Yep.
It also leads, as of right now, to some very fun ejections.
Great
ejections. Looking at you, Manny Machado.
Yeah, yep. And
he's great for it.
Also, Craig Counsell lost one on a disengagement one. That was like an all-time Craig Counsell ejection. We never really covered that, how he's the all-time Brewer leader in ejections now. Fucking shout out to Craig.
Yeah, but I mean, he's like the all-time Brewers leader in everything.
Is he the best manager in team history?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he is. Right?
I don't know if that's that flashy of a title, though. For the Brewers?
Personally, I have been a guy who's called for Craig Counsell's job a couple times. And,
yep, still am.
I tend to just think the team never gets built really well. I mean, obviously...
they can't.
Right, they cannot. And now Christian Yelich really screwed the whole situation up, and that's how Ryan Braun did them already, too. But Christian Yelich...
Don't blame those two. Like... They weren't ones that were like trying to tear down the whole team if they didn't get this contract. Also, the Brewers offered that contract. You know what I mean? In baseball, it's more of an individual sport than it is a team sport to an extent, as far as production is concerned, right? And you could have easily replaced Ryan Braun and Christian Yelich. You could have let them go. Or whatever, and they decided to give this contract out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and Yelich took a very team-friendly deal at the time as well. I mean, he could have easily been asking for $30 million instead of $27 or whatever the hell he's making now. And Ryan Braun, similar. I think the hope was that Christian Yelich was going to have a better career than Ryan Braun, and he was definitely on that pace when he was in 2018 and 19, and it's most certainly just... completely died now. I don't know if you've been peeping him at all, really, this summer, but Owen Miller is, like, a straight-up beast. I don't know what the fuck he's been on this month, but he's batting, like, 400 in May with four homers. I mean, they've been a pretty boring team to watch, and somehow they're still at the top of their division, which I don't think it's going to happen at the end of the year, personally. I do think this team will collapse. I don't have a lot of faith in them. Did just have a nice series against the Astros, but I don't think the Astros are really playing up to what they can also this year. I just wanted to try to talk a little bit of baseball at the beginning here because there's a lot more crazy news. As you know, we are releasing this, you know, like 12 hours later than usual, and usually that, like...
We.
Dude, Dave, yesterday I went bowling 3 games, bowled 126 the first one, so mid, 145, 146. I mean... I was pretty happy with a couple 140s in there. I really
You are talking to the absolute worst person for this. You know I hate bowling.
Oh, I love it.
You know, well, you know that I'm like, I only want to bowl 3 frames, and at that point, I'm just fucking checked out. Like, I don't care anymore.
You don't like the drinking part with it, too? I mean, you can, like, that's a great drinking sport. It's a great drinking sport.
Eh.
I guess
that's where I'm at.
All right.
That's where I'm at.
I had a good time. It was fun. I totally spaced on. We were supposed to record on Thursday, but it saved us because I think the biggest story of the week is now the one release of DeAndre Hopkins.
Yes.
And he has kind of teased his teams in the previous, you know, weeks or whatever it was when he recorded this podcast. So did you see the list of the five QBs that he said he would most want to play with?
I did not.
Do you want to guess them? Do you want to guess them before I tell you? Because I have the five.
Sure.
Go ahead. Give me five QBs. Just you only get five guesses. I will tell you either. I won't tell you right or wrong.
Well, look, I'm guaranteeing you Hopkins is going to be a turd about this. So let's start off with Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, keep going. I'll tell you what they are at the end.
Sure. Lamar Jackson, adding on to that as well. Let's go Josh Allen because he's another stud as far as the QB is concerned. All right, so I've given all AFC. So let's jump over. Let's just say Jalen Hurts. And, okay, there's going to be one weird one. Or maybe like an unconventional. How about my boy? Let's go Justin Herbert.
So those are all five right there. Yes, those are all five.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
If he went to Joe Burrow, he wouldn't get the ball. There's too many guys there. So those are the five right now that he teased.
Like I said, I had a feeling that he was going to be a turd and just be rather straightforward with everything, right? Like, he literally names, you know, the top four quarterbacks in the league, four of the top five. And, you know, Justin Herbert is what, top six? So five out of the top six?
I think there's a case for him to be top five. I think you can make a case that those are the top five quarterbacks in the league for sure. I mean, who else do you want to throw above him? Joe Burrow is probably ahead of Justin Herbert. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, we did this QB list last week, right?
Yeah,
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I want to say that was our top six, including Joe Burrow.
I think that sounds right. And I think, like, if I were going to do it right now, I could have changed my mind in a week. Like, as of right now, yeah, I think those are the top six QBs in the NFL right now. I also heard that New England is making a little bit of a push as well, which I could totally see Belichick kind of bringing in some bullshit like that as well. But I do think that it's interesting to see they just released him. So I don't know if they couldn't get a trade done, if people knew that he would be released if they didn't make a trade for him. Obviously, the situation, here's the hot take, Dave. Did Houston win this trade?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was just wondering if you
No. Do you know why I'm not going to say that? Because the Houston gave up nothing to get him. They gave up absolutely nothing. And on top of that, they hurt their payroll by taking on David Johnson.
Yeah.
And his enormous contract.
Yeah.
This doesn't mean shit to me. All right. I should say that doesn't mean shit to me. The Arizona Cardinals were still able to get DeAndre Hopkins and get a bunch of good years out of him. It kind of rejuvenized the fan base a little bit.
Okay.
Because they were really fucking bad.
Yep.
They were really bad.
And now they're really fucking bad again.
Well, I mean, this is like the consensus as far as like the writers are concerned, worst team in the league. I'm not too far off. I think they're probably in the 30s as far as like ranking. So does that make a top three pick?
Yeah, I can see that. I think I'm sway to like top five, honestly, you know, around there. But yeah, they're definitely a bottom dweller in the NFL now. The Kyler Murray situation, you know, does he want to play video games more than he wants to play football? We'll never know, I guess. But DeAndre Hopkins. Okay, so if he does go to one of those five teams, where do you rank those five teams now in order of best fit for D-Hop to worst fit for D-Hop? Because if I were going to go for the best fit for DeAndre Hopkins of all those situations, I mean, easy answer, I think. It's the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, they
need, I don't.
You don't think so?
No.
I think
no.
they need I think they need a real number one. If they had a real I mean, they kind of win with Travis Kelce as their number one, yes. But if they had a guy on the outside consistently, obviously Travis Kelce can move out there, then this team just gets more and more nasty. When he's healthy and playing, DeAndre Hopkins is probably a top five wide receiver in the NFL. I think that it's still fair to put him in that category of elite right now. We'll have to see if this whole situation kind of leads to a downfall. But I definitely think DeAndre Hopkins, if he gets Patrick Mahomes, I mean, he'll be back.
I'm going to say that the Chiefs are number two.
Okay.
Chiefs are number two on that. Only because I don't think he gets as much money as he can if he goes to the LA Chargers.
Oh.
LA Chargers are completely dead in the receiving game. They've got nothing because with Mike Williams and Keenan Allen are a very injury prone, and I think they're on their way. They're on the decline, right?
Okay.
He goes to LA. LA prioritizes everything through DeAndre Hopkins.
Sure.
Justin Herbert becomes like his best friend and always is going to be looking at Hopkins before he looks anywhere else. Nuck is going to get the most money he can from the LA Chargers and be very happy because of that. Now, of course, the Chiefs are number two in my eyes, and I think that's a perfectly fair place to put them. But let's be realistic. They've invested so much money in Patrick Mahomes. I don't know what Travis Kelce's contract situation is, but I'm sure it's pretty high, pretty substantial.
Plus the offensive line investment they made a couple of years back with everyone with protecting Mahomes after he got ripped up by Tampa.
To be fair, you're not going to be Mahomes' number one target. That is still going to be Travis Kelce.
Yeah, yeah. I can agree with that. I think that I guess the Chargers is an interesting angle when you talk about the injury prone behind it, and I still think he would jump to maybe probably the number one receiver on that roster if if he were to go there. Philly is just a loaded team. I mean, it would only help, but he's just not going to get the touches, I think, if he's in Philly.
Are we going in descending order here?
Okay, all right. Well, if we're going with number two for me, I guess then I lead with the Ravens. I like the Ravens with him a lot, too, because, who did they just bring in? Odell. Okay, so him and Odell working together could be really fun. And why not?
Still got Mark Andrews.
Right.
And, again, that's another team that just paid out a fat ton of money to their quarterback.
Yeah.
So he's not going to get the same contract that he could in LA.
Sure.
Which is, again, why it gets bumped down. Not saying it's a bad fit. I'm looking out for Nuck at this point,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
What is the best fit for Nuck? And that's where he falls to, why Baltimore falls lower. Right?
I get it. If we're looking out for the player first, then. Okay, so I think I just saw a stat, too. I know, obviously, Lamar, I think, is the highest paid. Mahomes is only the seventh highest paid quarterback in the NFL now. Like, as of next season, Patrick Mahomes will be the seventh highest paid guy. There was rumors even now, should he restructure? Should he be getting more money? Because he's fucking Patrick Mahomes. And to have six teams paying a quarterback more money than maybe the most talented football player ever is quite astonishing when you hear that out loud. What were the other two? Now I'm forgetting. Okay, so it was
number four. So here, let me give you the rest of my list. Let me give you the rest.
Okay.
Number four, I'm going to go with the New England Patriots.
Oh,
I don't think it's that great.
Okay.
I think you will be able to get some good money there, but right now we got Mac Jones. Mac Jones is 100% worse than Kyler Murray.
Or Bailey Zappi.
Oh, all right. Yeah, settle yourself there, yeah, okay. Buddy. Just it's not going to happen. Then after that, I'm going to go Buffalo Bills. Got to contend with Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
And there's just a whole bunch of shit going down there, right? I don't know. Does Josh Allen have a new contract?
Yes. Josh Allen did get signed. I know that much.
I know it's not
I could also see the Bills throwing the bag at him because, you know, they're year in and year out, we're kind of talking about, the Bills. And they've kind of been disappointing in the playoffs. I mean, I think a lot of people would argue Joe Burrow is better than Josh Allen right now.
We said that.
Yeah, it's just he's not been getting it done. He's obviously got all the arm talent in the world, and he we've seen what he can do when he runs the ball on top of that. But I don't know. I think the Bills would throw a massive contract his way to like try to mix something up too.
Sure, but again, I'm looking out for D-Hop. Where is he going to get the most play? I don't think it's going to be in Buffalo.
And then Philly at the bottom for you?
Yeah, and Philly is, for pretty much everything I've said, not a lot of play, not a lot of money, and it's just going to be packed over there. And honestly, I think that would disrupt
A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown. Don't you think that would piss A.J. Brown off a little bit?
Well, and Devontae Smith is a very good number two. I mean, he's a top three top three number two receiver. I mean, I like...
Is he a top 10 wide receiver in the league?
Oh, God. I mean, I think T. Higgins and Jaylen Waddle are probably both better at being the number two receiver on their team. I don't think there's another number two that's better on a team. I think that T. Higgins is literally built to be a number two wide receiver. He's strong. He's on the outside. He goes up with one-on-ones all day. And then Jaylen Waddle, obviously, him and Tyreek Hill are just the two fastest players in the league, maybe, making plays all over the place. So I think that when it comes to the Eagles, the room's just, it's too many cooks. Too many cooks in the kitchen if you bring in DeAndre Hopkins. So I don't see that being...
Sorry, I went to go look at 25 best wide receivers in the league. And you want to take a guess? So number one, who do you got?
Who wrote this article? Like what publication?
Pro Football Focus.
Ooh, okay. That really could fuck things up then. Say that the number one wide receiver in the league to me is Justin Jefferson.
He is number three.
Ooh, God. Okay, do they have Tyreek Hill ahead of him?
No, number one.
Okay.
You want to take a wild stab as to who number two is?
Jamar Chase?
He is number 10.
Whoa, that's a little disrespectful, don't you think?
You don't even want to know they're clearly going off of...
Like the rating.
PFF ratings, which is just straight bullshit.
Right.
So number 10, Jamar Chase. Number 9, Keenan Allen.
Yeah, that's just fucking wrong. That's so wrong. No way.
Number 8, CeeDee Lamb.
Is not better than Jamar Chase. Neither of those guys
are better than Jamar. Number 7, Cooper Kupp.
Okay. Like he was not healthy last year, but he's fucking nasty. All right, I can put Cooper Kupp at number two, actually. I would see that.
But he's number 7.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, too. That's way too low.
Hold on. Number 6 is A.J. Brown. Number 5 is Stephon Diggs. Number 4, Devonta Adams. 3, as I said before, was Justin Jefferson. Number 2, according to PFF, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah, that's a 10. He's a 10. You know what I mean? Like, he's top 10, sorry. But he's like 10.
No, he's a 9, because if you're going to put Keenan Allen at 9, I'm taking Amon-Ra St. Brown over Keenan Allen.
Yeah, I agree. That's also fair. Keenan Allen's not a top 10 wide receiver anymore. That's just...
Devontae Smith, as according to PFF, is ranked 16th.
Ooh, God, that's... how many guys they got? Who's 15 through 11 now? I got to know.
Amari Cooper, Chris Olave, Jalen Waddle, Garrett Wilson, Drake London. That was in descending order.
Okay, I would say Jalen Waddle was the only one better than him, and Devontae Smith could easily have been 10 on this list. Like, CeeDee Lamb, I don't think is better than either of those two guys either, personally. I would take that. So maybe that's next week. We do top 10 wide receivers in the league. Now we can just do this all our rankings as we're tier listing QBs and whatnot. So let's
Sorry.
Yeah, he got away from it a little bit. So DeAndre Hopkins, he's obviously now the most touted free agent out there. It'll be interesting to see where he goes. And he's going to make any team better. I think that's just a fair statement to say right off the
Christian bat. Watson is ranked 24th.
Is that... Oh, that might be...
Yeah.
That might be high. That might be high.
Well, I mean, look, again, they're clearly going off of PFF rank, like numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. That's... I don't know if Christian Watson's top 25. I don't think so. I don't think so. All right. Should we get to some NBA news? Maybe, because we've been talking
I want to do one more thing.
I'll go ahead.
With the NFL.
What do you got?
How much did your butt pucker seeing Aaron Rodgers getting hurt at OTAs? I know it wasn't much, and I know it's only a rolled ankle, but clearly that is something of note in my eyes. I think that is something that the Jets should be very worried about, not only because it's the quarterback, but because it's OTAs. You don't do shit in OTAs, especially if you're a quarterback.
Well, I guess as long as the guy plays 65% of the snaps, like, I really, whatever, I'm not really in my boat. I don't know. He restructured, I know. That was news we talked about earlier.
Because he's, quote, all in on the New York Jets.
Yeah, I mean, good for him. Good for fuck. Must be nice to show up fucking early once in a while and, like, learn your team a little bit. So, like, great job. Great job to get that out. And I know.
So what does that make? Doesn't that make, like, 11 games, right, to get 65% of the snaps? It's about that.
Yeah, probably somewhere around there. Probably has to make it to the third quarter of the 11th game or something like that. Mm-mm. I don't know how serious they take it like that, but I would say that I think he looks really weird in the number 8, by the way, as well, too. Like, if we haven't talked about that, he looks weird in number 8. I know he wore it in college, but, ooh, that looks really gross on him. I'm going to get the jersey, don't get me wrong. Like, I will definitely be getting that jersey. But
have fun.
Still looks fucking weird in that. I know Lazard got banged up a little bit, too, we talked about as well. I can't wait for the Jets just to bring in, like, Mercedes Lewis. Because I know he's, like, not going to go there. That's what everyone's saying. But I'm telling you, like, week 3 next year, he's going to be on the fucking team. And he's just going to take up roster spots. And that's going to be hilarious.
I just want to touch up one more time. Pro Football Network, which is the number 2 thing of best wide receivers. Much better list, by the way. And they have Devontae Smith at 11.
Okay. Devontae Adams should be really high on that list too. I don't doubt that. Like, he's
5.
Yeah.
Just in front of Jamar Chase at 6.
See, that's probably more right. Like, Jamar Chase is like top 6. I do
always forget about Tyler Lockett and how good he is. Like, legitimately good.
Okay. All right. Tyler Lockett
Who's 9, by the way.
Wow. Okay. All right. Maybe a little high on my list. Maybe, but I don't hate it. You like who you like, You like who you like. I don't know where Christian Kirk is on that list. I mean, where the hell is that guy? I mean,
well, I don't know, but Calvin Ridley is 21. Did he play last year? No. I don't think he did.
No, he was suspended, remember? Yeah.
Well, why the fuck? They also have Jackson Smith and Jigba at 23. What?
Okay. Okay. See, now
this
we're.
This list fucking sucks. Yeah. Never mind. Yeah. I hate it. Come on.
Didn't even play.
How was that even a thing? He wasn't even in the league.
Yeah. See, people got high expectations, and they're big Seahawks fans, it sounds like, too, with putting that many. Because DK's got to be in that list if you're fucking putting JSN. I mean,
he is 12.
Wow. I mean, I guess Geno's just loaded with weapons. Let's go for it. Let's see it. Let's see it next year, Geno.
But yes, I wanted to bring that up though, because I do think that that is something to note. If Aaron Rodgers is going either, if he's breaking down, which I mean, of course he is, he's almost 40 years old, but two, if he's going too hard and risking his shit, that gets me a worried.
I guess. Well, he'll fucking play, dude. He's got too much pride not to play. You know that. He's
yeah. Well,
he wants to be Brett Favre so bad, but he doesn't at the same time. So, also, I guess the Green Bay news hosting the draft too. We could have probably.
Oh yeah, we forgot about that.
Yeah, Green Bay hosting the draft in 2025. We'll be there. I'm promising you, we'll be there.
Oh yeah,
we'll be there. That's gonna be sick. We're going day one for sure. I'm going to see who they get in the first round, 100%, 100%. So get ready for that.
Yeah, the number 32 pick.
Ooh, I like it. I wish. I fucking hope.
Let's go.
I hope.
Double down, Tom.
At the number 33 pick, because they'll trade and he'll have back-to-back picks as well. 32.
Ooh, okay,
pick.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what?
I don't know. At the number 31 pick, because some team will get their first round pick gone from all these gambling allegations that are now going around. So it won't be Green Bay, but it'll be another team. I heard also that there's going to be a second wave of that they still have a lot of guys to bust after they just did that with the Lions and whoever the hell fucking weirdo from like the Commanders or something too. Also heard the Commanders.
Yeah, I mean, there's a fifth Lion getting looked at. Yeah. Right now.
Yeah. It's not good. Something's not good with this gambling stuff. I also saw, I guess, another really funny one. This could maybe be, you know, I'll save it for quick hits. I'm going to save it for quick hits. Okay. Let's go to the NBA. We talked a lot of NFL there. Let's go to the NBA. Before we talk playoffs, rest in peace, Carmelo Anthony's career. It is now over. It is now dead. And Carmelo Anthony has retired from the NBA. At his peak, a top five player in the league? You think that's fair to say?
Offensively.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I mean, I don't know.
Did he ever get...
I don't know.
Let me look at his basketball reference page real quick. I want to see if he ever got top five MVP voting. I would say that he's probably gotten that once at least, right? I think that seems fair to say. Carmelo MVP voting... In 2012-13, he was third behind LeBron and Kevin Durant. LeBron almost was unanimous, but Carmelo got one first place vote. So that is why LeBron doesn't have a unanimous MVP. Interesting. So yeah, that's Carmelo Anthony's career right there. That was how it went down. But honestly,
he won me over going into. Like these past couple seasons, because he was annoying as fuck, arguably one of the most. And I think he became far more likable in these like little jump around seasons that he's been having.
Oh, okay.
I really was enjoying it. I mean, I was clamoring for a time that he get pulled into the Bucks. Because him as a bench player felt right.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit of a shooter on the bench. 10-time All-Star, scoring champ in that 2012-13 season, was an all-rookie guy, and 6-time All-NBA, also made the NBA Top 75 list when that came out.
Yeah, well, the NBA Top 75 list was garbage.
It was. But I think Carmelo probably sneaks into that, especially when, you know, the NBA values offense way more than defense. So
that is true. So, but I went and looked back at like Bleacher Report's top five players of 2012. Carmelo is 11th on this list. But, you know, again, I'm looking at it offensively. Yes, he's the top five all time. Like, or as like an entire like package, I don't know. LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Chris Paul, Dwight Howard, Kobe Bryant, Dwayne Wade, Russell Westbrook. I mean, like, that's, what is that, ooh, seven names?
Okay, embrace debate. Dwight Howard or Carmelo's career, which one are you taking?
I mean, at least Dwight made it to a finals and won a ring.
Oh, he did win a ring. That's right.
Yeah.
He did win
a
ring.
Yeah, he got a ring.
Okay, I forgot Dwight got a ring in the bubble. I mean, he got a half a ring, but he got a ring.
It's a ring. Ring's a ring.
So, okay, then I guess that's fair. Dwight Howard probably better career than Carmelo Anthony. Did Dwight Howard make that top 75 team? I don't know if he did.
No, I believe he didn't, and that was like a big topic of debate, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, so Carmelo's done. He's out of the league now. Yeah, Dwight Howard did not make that top 75.
That's garbage.
That's crazy. That is crazy. He's top.
Dwight Howard should be there over Carmelo.
Yeah, yeah. I would argue that as well. Yes, he definitely, I think, probably had a better career.
Oh, man, maybe not. I don't know. Like, that's a tough debate.
Well, and when it comes,
that is a tough debate.
If you're judging peaks, Dwight Howard, man, was just different. I mean, he literally brought that Magic team by himself.
That was
finals.
LeBron type stuff, yeah. Like carrying a garbage Cavaliers team. Now, I will say, at least with the Cavaliers, the East was a lot better because we looked at that Magic year, in the finals, and that was a horrible Eastern Conference, like, yeah, altogether.
Yeah, it was.
So, I mean, that does change some things. But I don't know, man. I still think, it's hard. I think Carmelo is more important in the long term, but maybe Dwight Howard is better in a, like, isolation, like you said, at the peak.
Also, the game changed. You know, the game changed a lot. Dwight Howard was, you know, the prototypical big man down in the post, like, do a couple post moves and dunk and whatever, not shooting after 10 feet and maybe even less than that, honestly. And Carmelo could change a little bit, obviously, as a shooter and a pretty good three-point shooter throughout his whole career. But when he was in Denver, I mean, I think those teams pretty much, a lot of times they underperformed. You know, they had a lot of good guys stacked up on teams that, you know, people thought Carmelo Anthony would be the guy to maybe push him over the edge a little bit. Obviously, when it comes to his basketball career, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame because he won a natty. He won his gold medals. You know, he was Mr. Gold
Medal. And the Basketball
Medal.
Hall of Fame is insanely easy to get into.
Yes, I agree. I'm not doubting that at all either. But Carmelo Anthony, a very impactful player for the early 2000s NBA, I would say.
For sure.
And definitely a career that is worth noting, worth being like, wow.
Part of the greatest NBA draft, arguably, of all time.
Yes, that as well, with Darko Milicic going before him. Nice. Great.
Important to note as well that this might be the end of one LeBron James.
Yes. Lakers get swept. Tough look for the Lakers.
If you didn't know, breaking news. The Corgi selected to pick the Lakers and was promptly euthanized afterwards.
Oh, shit.
They are looking for winners in that household, damn it. You could not provide Corgi. What was the Corgi's name?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that I'm saying that thing's dead.
Oh, God. That made me... I was just asking in the group chat, Dwight or Carmelo, and they're like, fuck, that's hard. Like, they're so it's embrace debate. Dwight or Carmelo, let us know. Comment. I know you guys aren't going to comment, but I'm going to say it just to promote it. Carmelo Anthony or Dwight Howard's career.
The dog's name is Steph Furry.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, okay. That's a good name. That's a good name.
Also, also known as Air Korg.
No, I'd rather go with Steph Curry. I like that one a lot better than Air Korg. Okay, another thing. Let's talk about those Denver teams. We were just talking about it. Here's a.
We're not talking about LeBron?
Well, we can talk about LeBron in Denver real quick. Just because we're on the topic of Carmelo, whose number is getting retired in Denver? Because Jokic wears 15.
Oh.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? First team to double retire a number?
I don't hate it.
Like, because that's fucked up that they let Jokic wear Carmelo's number, now that you say it. And who would have
thought?
Well,
you know, they were bitter. They were bitter. He left for the payout and then decided that he was never going to come back because of the payout. Right? Like, that was Carmelo's thing. It was like, fuck winning. He wants money.
Yeah, and he was a big story, obviously, when he went to New York. He was great in New York, and then he kind of fell off after New York. LeBron, there was some rumors here now that he's thinking about retirement, which honestly, to me, makes me think he's not going to retire, to like say that sentence out loud. Obviously, we heard Bronny James is now going to USC. How hilarious would it be for LeBron to just go play at USC? I mean, he's got 4 years of eligibility, just saying.
Well, that was another thing, is that Bron came out and said, like, I don't need to play with Bronny. Like, that might be my dream, but that's not his dream.
Sure.
And I was like, you know what? That is an adult-ass thing to say. Granted, no, it's LeBron James. He's a grown man.
He is.
But, you know, when we look at the NBA and players within it, we tend to think of their maturity levels to be a little lower than normal, right?
I always think of it whenever I hear, you know, LeBron doesn't say the most genius things every time. And he's got a track record of, like, just totally capping his ass off all the time.
The decision.
But whenever I hear him talk, you know, I usually think of it as, this is a very well-spoken man for someone who, you know, just came out of high school and like kind of got thrown into the spotlight. And as a role model, you know, he's never really got in trouble, married his high school sweetheart. He's always supporting his kids, and his, you know, son's going to play Division I basketball at a super big school. And, you know, I mean, LeBron had all the pressure in the world to be this all godly prospect, on top of, you know, this Victor Wembanyama hype, everyone's saying, you know, probably the most hyped prospect since LeBron, and LeBron exceeded the expectations. And that's the crazy part about this whole LeBron story, is he was by far the number one pick that year. And, you know, he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated when he's like 16, and he's, you know, got his games on ESPN. He's playing in high school. And then he came out and became the best basketball player of all time. I mean, that's really what it is. Now the all-time scorer after this year. he has nothing really left to prove. He's won a title in every single city he's been in, you know, including his hometown city. LeBron is definitely my GOAT of basketball time. Shout out to Tony Mackey, who like thinks he's worse than Larry Bird, which is just hilarious. But
yeah, well, look, and those are the people that like to weigh losses more than anything.
Right.
Again, LeBron James, okay, he lost this year. What was he, a sixth seed?
Seventh seed. He had to go through the play-in. He had to go through the play-in.
Yeah, that's right. They beat the Warriors. Like,
and then, well, they didn't beat the Warriors in the play-in. They just beat them last round. But the play-in was something
that's
else
arguably too harder.
Yes, yeah, seven-game series with the Warriors, yes.
And beat the Grizzlies. You know, I know they're the number two seed, and like Ja Morant has decided to just be fucking out of his gourd lately. Whatever.
Yeah.
But you know that's still the number two seed in the West, and I know he got swept by the Nuggets. But Tom, what's the Nuggets? What are the Nuggets?
Number one seed.
The number one seed, and a two-time MVP is on that team. Like, what do you want? Oh, also, sorry. LeBron was playing with a torn tendon in his foot for the entirety of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Relax. God, fucking chill out, people.
Nuggets deserve their flowers. I mean, they whooped their ass. And the Nuggets are looking like the team right now, in my opinion. It's up in the air now in the East. I guess we can get to that next because the Heat were up 3-0, and they are now up 3-2. And so there was a stat that's come out that a team's never been down 3-0 in the conference finals and come back to win. Well, I believe I also heard that there's never been a like 7 seed that was up 3-0 in the conference finals, or an 8 seed, whatever it is. So they've never closed it out. I mean, it's never been a situation that it's had to be. It's always the higher seeds that are up 3-0 in the conference finals when it gets to it. I don't know, man. I mean, Boston looks like they're kind of coming back a little bit. They've definitely salvaged Joe Mazzulla's job, I think. That was definitely on the hot seat if he gets swept by the Heat. But I believe game 6 is tonight. It might be tomorrow, but I think it's tonight. As we're recording this,
I'm going to place this as a must win for Miami tonight.
Well, game 7 in Boston is going to be fucking brutal if they have to go through that. And Jimmy Butler, obviously playing out of his fucking mind. Gabe Vincent has been hurt, I know, but he's playing great basketball right now. It's very much the same story with this Miami Heat, where how the hell are they doing it with this player pool that they have on their team right now? And I don't know, man. I'm getting nervous for the Heat. Like, I'm getting legitimately nervous. If they want to close this out, they got to do it in 6. They have to, it feels like.
Yeah. I mean, this might be a wrap-up to the Cinderella story. It would be very sad to me. I've been rooting for this Heat team ever since they took out the Bucks. And Jimmy Butler, as I said last week, is my current, you know, in the state of basketball where it's at for the playoffs, currently is the most entertaining player to watch.
Ooh, okay.
And he was like, the way that Jimmy Butler was playing in throughout the entirety of these playoffs has been nuts.
So
absolutely maddening.
You remember when we did the list with Joe when we were doing drafts for drafts of players that deserve a championship? And Mike Trout went number one. I know Connor McDavid was up there on that list too. I mean, Jimmy Butler is creeping up into that category for me. Like, he deserves a championship with how he plays in the playoffs, leading these Heat teams. I'm not saying the Heat are winning me over by any means. I don't want either of them to win this championship, but I can respect Jimmy Butler just fucking being a dog when it comes to the playoffs.
Look, I already know how you feel about both of these teams. So if you had to pick who's going to be your East team to win it all, is it the Heat or the Celtics? Because to me, it's not even close. The Heat, for me, I want the Heat to win so much more than the Celtics.
Yeah, I agree. I know. I agree. And I you know, I hate rooting for the team. I wish the Heat would have taken out the Bucks. That's kind of how I feel about the Heat team right now, because it would be a much more fun story to me, because I hate rooting for the team that beats you, because I feel like then it should be you in that situation. But I can't stand Boston. I can't stand the Boston fans. I'm totally, you know.
Could you imagine Boston winning the whole thing, and then we have to hear or see the tweets of Al Horford's sister just randomly being like sexually drawn to her brother?
Yeah. I don't know what's going on in the Horford house. I don't. The whole timeout situation, too, where they're like celebrating with timeouts and like this shit talking that's going on between them. It's a great series to watch right now if you haven't been peeping it. It's very fun, very physical.
There is going to be so much shit talking. Whomever wins is just going to be disgusting with the shit talking.
Yes, yes.
Because we've already had it throughout the series. You know, Jaylen Brown has been very open about, like, don't let us win.
Marcus Smart, is an all-time shit talker on top of it.
Yeah, and Jimmy Butler has been the same way, like, just fucking flexing in front of every goddamn audience he possibly can. I'm going to tell you right now, though, with the way this series has gone, this is either the absolute best or absolute worst thing for the Denver Nuggets.
God, you know, I start to, the argument is rust over rest, right? There's that argument with the sweep, but also the other argument is breaking down, you know, playing more games, you're breaking down, right?
Yeah.
Here's my thing. If the Celtics win, I would think Denver would win the series. I think the Celtics match up better, but I do think that the Celtics are a team that would kind of be beaten down after they've just run a gauntlet of an NBA playoffs right now, other than Atlanta Hawks. But then when it comes to the Heat, like, they just want to keep playing. I mean, they don't want any breaks. They want to just go to the next game. Like, they are totally in that mindset. Spoelstra and Butler have done that to them. They want to just get going. They want to, like, play basketball, it seems like. So I would get scared if I was Denver if the Heat make it, which is crazy to say if this playoffs was starting. I think the scarier situation for Denver is Miami winning. I really do. I just think Miami is totally on this stretch of, all right, on to the next one. All right, on to the next one. Let's go. Full 100 miles an hour every single day they get on the court. Boston, it sure seems like they've had a couple of times in this playoffs where they're looking at it, and it's just they look tired, man. They look fucking tired whenever they're on the court. So
I mean, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
I'd be fucking tired.
Yes, they're like I said, running a gauntlet. It's that was that 2-3 seed scenario. If you were going to get to the finals, it was going to be a grind to get there. And no one thought Miami would be coming out the other side, but still, it has been a totally strong effort out of this Heat team, and I think it's scarier for Denver if Miami is the team that gets there, me personally.
Yeah, yeah, I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
Oh, is there, should we start going into some Twitter hitters? I mean, we're going to go quick show here today. Just wanted to get something out. We're kind of out of time crunch. So getting over to Twitter hitters, let me make sure I get to the right sound bites here as I scroll over as well. Dave, can you start Twitter hitters, please?
Sure. So I knew this was going to come up. I'm surprised we didn't talk about it more. But I want to reach out to Josh Gerben and let they can fucking pull it up. He has let everyone know that the USPTO has denied the trademark application for the NFL's Washington Commanders.
Damn.
Yeah. And on May 18th, they issued this denial, citing two reasons. One, an existing trademark for Commander's Classic, which is the Army-Navy game, I believe. And two, pending applications filed by a D.C. area man. You know, there's always one guy that just wants to try to jump ahead of everything, right? And he filed an application for the Washington Space Commanders and the Washington Wolf Commanders.
Oh, God. So I heard this story, and it was more of like they were going to – like some guy just in D.C. just kept guessing what the name was going to be, and he fucking stumbled on
Commanders. He bought so many trademarks.
Yeah. What a beast. What a beast.
This bitch.
So – what do you think is going to happen with that? I want to add a little bit more to that because I think this is a bigger story. You got Josh, what is it? Whatever his name is.
Harris,
the new buyer.
Right? Harris? Josh Harris? Does that sound right?
It's something like that.
Magic Johnson, too.
But you got this new guy that's trying to bring in a new ownership group, revitalize a... I don't know, kind of dying fan base?
Yes.
To an extent?
Yes.
No one likes the Commanders. I say you just rebrand.
Again.
Yeah.
What? You know what they should do? They should just fucking go back to football team. That's what they should do.
I'm super down with football team. You know, we enjoyed that. They got to own that trademark, right? What was that?
I said they got to own that trademark, right?
I would assume,
right?
I don't know.
I would assume that they already own football team. The uniforms were all right. It's better than Commanders. I mean, I think that's fair to say. So, I also think it would be the like least controversial. If they go to another team name, people are gonna be like, "All right, this is fucking stupid. Like, let's figure this out."
No, I don't think so. I think I still am. In the boat that Red Tails is my favorite. But I also know that there is a large contingency of DC area fans that want some attachment to the hog or boar. So I think the Washington Red Hogs is a fun name.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good one that you could build off of. It makes you look very good in front of your new fan base, right? More or less new. But, you know, it chimes to the old guys. I don't think you're losing out on that much money doing that. You know what I mean? I think that only builds to success.
Okay. All right. I'm down with I'm in the boat of football team. I want football team back. That's what I'm thinking. I think it'd be the easiest transition too, because they already sold some merch and shit too. Let's just go back to football team. I was a fan of football team.
All right.
Bitch.
Okay, my Twitter hitter. Should we just go? Let's just get an awful announcing clip in here. That's always fun. I love to.
If it's what I think you're gonna play,
it is probably what you think.
You better bleep it. That's all I gotta say.
Back. I know it's after midnight. We can't turn the. We can't turn the black cock black. We can't turn the clock back.
I'm not going to bleep that. I'm not
going
to bleep that.
Oh, no. I thought we were going Oakland.
Oh, no. That was a long time ago. He actually got fired. That did happen. So he I forget his name now, but Gene, I think something. So, yeah. No, that was a game between Vanderbilt and I believe Alabama. And he was trying to say turn the clock back. And he ended up saying turn the black cock on air, and
that too.
That's a rough one. That is a rough one to have.
I don't know if you can do that to a black cock.
This bitch.
It's a tough line. So you best believe turn the clock back will be eliminated from my. I'm not gonna do that anymore. Couple things I've done with that. The other one is funk. If you just don't say he's in a funk, like just you're setting yourself up. You are setting yourself up. So no turn the clock back. No, he's in a funk. Not doing it. Not going to happen.
Agreed.
Should we get to quick hits?
Oh, yeah.
Quick hits this week. How about this one's kind of lame, but it's kind of fun. 58 years ago today, which was yesterday. Sorry, this is a day old. Muhammad Ali knocked out Sonny Liston and recreated the most iconic photo in boxing history, right? The one where he's like got his fist over him, knocked him out in the first round. Like, if you've seen the photo, you don't need me to post the photo. You've seen the photo. I know you have. How about a couple golf stories here, okay, Dave? First one I have it is the LPGA, the ladies.
Yes.
Professional Golf Association. That didn't sound right, but I think that's what it is. Amy Olson has qualified for the U.S. Women's Open while 6 months pregnant. Okay. Olson earned $2.6 million over a 10-year career, but wanted one more shot at Pebble Beach before giving birth. I'm going to waddle up there and do whatever I can. Shout out to Amy Olson. 6 months pregnant, that's not like 3 months pregnant, you know what I mean? Like, you're in there. Like, that's another trimester, right? Is that the terminology, right? That's what
yes, it is.
I don't think it's, is it the start of the third trimester, right? Because 9 months would be, that would make it three, right? Does that make sense?
You know, I've never been pregnant.
Oh,
so
okay, that's fair enough. That makes a lot of sense. Okay. And then my other story comes from the PGA Championship with, I got to find his name. Michael Block. There it is. Michael Block. He was golfing in the PGA Championship, which was won by Brooks Koepka. Mini headline, first live golfer to win a major now. So that is kind of spicy that a live golfer has won a championship now. But Michael Block, he was a club pro at the golf course at PGA at Oak Hill Country Club. 46 years old, he teaches professional golf out of the Arroyo Tribuco Golf Club in California. He won the hearts of golf fans across the country for his inspiring performance at the 2023 PGA Championship. First ever time that they've had a golf pro from just a club qualify for these championships into the top 15, dude. He won $288,000 for getting 15th at this tournament. It would like take, I believe it was something like 4,000s of his lessons to get to that money. So shout out to Michael Block for literally making history. I thought that was a fun one as well. And then how about this one? This one's a little late. It's 6 days ago, so it's like kind of a week old now. But the car running into A.J. Brown at the charity bike ride in Philadelia, that is probably the most irresponsibly hilarious thing I've ever seen. I mean, kind of ridiculous that you can't let these guys ride bikes, but a fan literally drove into A.J. Brown's bike while he was on Instagram Live on top of it, and just about every fan in Philly shit their pants. So that's my quick hits for the week.
All right, absolutely, I love it, love it. All right, Tom, the NFL is just expanding, right?
Yeah,
they're playing all over, looking for more Europe games. Well, the Steelers have come out and said they'd be interested in playing in Europe, specifically in Ireland.
Ooh.
Which is just random?
I don't know how popular.
Is that random?
I don't know how popular football is in Ireland. I can't. I know an Irish family very from Ireland. You know them, the Campbells, right? They're big football people, so maybe they are in Ireland too. But you know, rugby and hurling, they dominate over there.
Yeah, I think you could definitely get them. You could get them to be like big, right? You could get it to be a nice size crowd there. At the same time, I don't know what it is there. Like, What could football be in Ireland?
I'm looking it up right now. How far is a Boston flight to Dublin? I just want to know, like, the hours that would take. It's roughly a 6.5-hour flight, and I feel like that's the closest, right, to Ireland. It would be would be the Patriots. I don't think any other team would be that far north and east.
Yeah, I guess.
So,
I don't know. But maybe they would even make a stop in, like, London or shit like that.
Well, that's going past it, isn't it? Isn't London farther east?
Ireland is more north, isn't it?
Boston to London. It's less miles, so it's got to be less flight time. I'm getting that right now. It's about 1,000.
Maybe not by much.
No, it's a 7-hour flight. I mean, from Massachusetts to London.
Weird.
So it's 7 hours to get to London, 6.5 to get to Ireland. You save a little bit of time going there. I'm for it. Why not? I mean, grow the game. Let's get this game global. There's going to be a fucking NFL Europe division eventually. We're all, like, waiting for that as they just keep putting games everywhere. I think I gave a fun fact of the team's rights in each state, like, or in countries, rather, because I do remember the Bears have, like, the fan rights in Spain. Like, that's, like, their territory for something. I don't know why. But, I'm down for NFL Ireland.
All right, well, let's get it going then. All right, next up. Tom, I'm surprised you didn't mention it. You've been all over the fisherman story in Ohio.
Dude, great story.
Did you hear that they finally were sentenced?
No, I didn't. What happened?
Yes. They were sentenced to jail time.
As they should.
10 days.
Oof.
And they had to forfeit their $100,000 boat.
You know, I would have rather them just gotten a month and no boat.
Is
the boat,
yeah,
like,
you know,
like, do they,
I feel,
not,
like, that's fair. I don't know.
Do they own the boat? They just get rid of the boat they own, dude? Like, if it's their sponsor and they don't really own the boat, they got to get rid of that sponsorship, so they got to get rid of the boat. Makes more sense. But if they own the boat, like, that's a little weird, right? Just taking something they own?
I'm going to assume that this was, like, a fine, so this was the forfeiture for that fine. Like, they use it as compensation.
Okay.
Yeah. All I have is Comiskey, what is it? Whatever the fuck his name is, agreed to give up his bass boat worth $100,000. So I'm going to assume that's what that means. Also, too, they took their fishing license and suspended them for 3 years. Doesn't that seem light?
I don't even know. Like, their fishing competition license should be banned. I don't think they should ever be able to compete again in another tournament. I think that's...
Well, definitely not in a tournament. I would assume that they're never coming back. But this is actually the... like, their ability to fish.
Yeah, that I also think is kind of whack. I think you just give them more jail time and then you let them fish whenever they want, like, but you got to get your license from Walmart, bro. Like, you're not allowed to be on the tour or anything like that.
I don't know. Like I said, I feel...
If it's only a three-year competition ban, that's not enough. Like, if they can compete after that 3 years, that's fucked up.
All right. Well, you know, I guess we'll have to wait and see. Maybe they'll come back stronger.
Ooh.
Last but not least, it is finally done. Champions League final.
Ooh.
Inter Milan has won the Champions League final. But before they did, they went into this without having a kit sponsor because their previous sponsor, Digital Bits, you want to take a wild stab as
crypto.
To what cryptocurrency, yeah, was removed last month after none of their paid agreement was made from the sponsor. I think we brought that up.
I don't know if we have. We've just been big on the FTX, obviously, and whatnot. So that doesn't surprise me that fake money didn't get paid.
Yes. Well, here's the best part. My.club proposed an offer, a deal of up to 80 million, what is that, euros? Up to 80 million euros or 100 million euros. I don't know what the fuck that means. Become their official sponsor until 2029. Figure is actually below the normal Premier League's club earnings, but it's an offer, and they were ready to set them up. And they sent them a message saying, this page and T-shirt secured exclusively probably the best football team in Europe. Sounds like My.club is like where it's at, right?
Okay.
Well, My.club is a porn website.
Oh, dude.
Yes.
Dude. That's, wait, so they like, did they agree to this?
They did not.
Oh.
But.
Bro.
I have to read the quote for you.
Yeah.
Yes. It would also give Inter some opportunity to upload exclusive content for their fans to a monthly fee. They could potentially interact with players or club legends as part of Q&As on My.club.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Mike Ford, the vice president at My.club, gave a speech about this opportunity. Here at My.club, we are all about penetrating new verticals.
Oh, God.
Much how Inter's players squeeze their balls into tight spaces into the box and then score, we're looking to do the same.
You can't see my face right now, but I covered my mouth. I literally covered my mouth. Do you remember when Miami, their arena, got proposed to be bought by Bang Bros? I think you brought that story too.
We definitely did.
Yes. Wow. Does something like this ever happen? Like, will this ever be something that, you know, there's always like a little league club that gets sponsored by a strip club and everyone gets pissed off. And, you know, me personally, you know, they pay taxes. You know, I'm not saying that it should happen, but if it does, I mean, it's legitimate. It's not like if the money gets paid, you know, I get you're promoting it and you don't want your you don't want your brand to be promoting that. Okay. That makes sense. But like, it's an ethics question. Like, is it ethical? I mean, probably, you know,
they're a legitimate business. Yeah, I wouldn't see why not.
That is hilarious. I definitely will not be going to My.club to see what's going on there. But
lies.
And if they would have been sponsoring the best team in Europe as the Champions League figures it out, that would be hilarious. And it would probably trailblaze. It would trailblaze for the rest of this community. So
I'm just saying, man. You could have had a fucking legendary offer.
Dude, and the jerseys should be able to sell for like double the price. The kits, like, people would pay it. They would do it. Like, for the memes.
I know I would.
Yeah, they would do it for the memes. That's it's a great story to end on. Oh, all right. Well, a little bit of a quick show here, but it's still quality. It was a lot of quality out here for you.
They'll survive.
I had a good time. I know you had a good time if you made it this far because you listened the entire time. Dave, did you have a good time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you did have a good time.
If you liked our content, be sure to find us on My.club.
Oh, dude. Sponsor. We'll take that sponsorship. We will.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do live Q&As.
We'll do it for less than 80 million euros as well. We'll do it for a shit ton less, like 10 million euros. We'll start there. Start that.
We'll go with like 10,000.
Dude, we're negotiating, all right?
Nope. I don't care.
We're negotiating.
We're going for the realism right now. I just want to get sponsored by them.
Thank you guys so much for listening to Down the Wire. If you enjoyed this, make sure you guys check us out wherever you get your podcasts. That's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Pandora, iHeart. That's on all of them. You can get them at literally anywhere that you listen to your podcast. Podbean, of course, too. And if you don't want to download us, that's cool. But you can still listen to us on thechairshot.com.
This Memorial Day, folks, please remember, squeeze your balls.
Peace.
Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast down the wire. Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast down the wire. Down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, Tom and Dave works. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, Tom and Dave works. Yeah, down the wire.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.